At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank. We have a special mortgage loan promotion going on right now for the Breakers now through June 30th. When you apply for a mortgage loan or a home refi and close with Chris Lauer, Adam Lenzen, or Marlon Lyon at Pinnacle Bank, you can get
refi
a golf package at Tatanka Golf Club, Northeast Nebraska. It gets you a round of golf for four, cart rentals, and a one-night, two-room hotel stay at Ohia Casino, or $250 towards your closing costs. Please call Chris, Adam, or Marlon at 402-436-2462. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Who's with us, Jake?
Well, we are joined now by Jim Blue. Of Cedars. Jim.
Not Vita Blue.
This is Jim Blue. Jim, good morning. Good to see you again.
I always enjoyed growing up with Vita Blue.
Yes.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
For the Oakland A's.
Wait a second.
Probably about the same age, probably.
Are you in the late 50s?
No, I was born in 62. So okay. He pitched for the A's in the 70s, probably. Yep. So a little older, but that was always fun.
You remember Vita Blue and Raleigh Fingers?
Yeah. Hell of a pitcher.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Didn't they have Reggie Jackson at that time, the A's?
They did have Reggie.
Listen to us. We're going to do this now,
Jim. Later, I think.
We'll get to see.
We do got to talk about later. But...
Well, okay. Let's stick with the A's for a while. Well, let's go Oakland Athletics 1970.
My people will be real happy with this. Yes. But, oh, yeah. We were glued to the TV whenever Vita Blue was
playing. Vita Blue.
Vita Blue. Who else did they have? Did they have Catfish Hunter? They did.
Yep.
Well, they had Erickson, too, was with them.
Erickson?
Yeah. Was Erickson, am I saying that right?
I don't.
Eckersley.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Jake
with the I wasn't around back then, but I know that
Eckersley.
Dennis Eckersley. Yes. Not Dennis Erickson, they but had, Dennis Eckersley.
The Athletics were a team.
Oh, they were.
It was incredible.
It was Americana.
Jake. Speaking of Athletics, Cedars has a new rec center. Thanks to you guys.
All right, let me get into it.
Let's get back home.
We've got Jim Blue.
You have a new rec center?
We are 17 days away from Give Back a Day. We will be there on the site at just 68th and Pioneers. Is that about right what it is?
Yep, that's close enough. You bet.
Okay, and we have been there before. Now, we've been on the front patio, which is a blast. You know, the semis going by, honking their horns. Everyone's honking by. We're going to be in a different spot this year with you guys, though.
Where's that?
Because there's something was built since then.
All right.
Jim, what was that?
Okay. You guys are responsible for this, as a matter of fact. This is a really great thing for the state of Nebraska. You guys are responsible. So we're kind of celebrating all those great times we had on the front patio there. Cars driving by, unrolling their windows and throwing cash out the window. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What that did, thanks to you folks, large part, we were out there trying to raise money to build this indoor, modest rec center for the kids. Mm-hmm. We've got, I don't know, 1,000 kids in our care every day, and we had no indoor space for kids to gather, kids to run around when it's 10 below zero.
Oh, yeah.
And we did it. We raised a lot of money together 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Since that time, we built it.
Wow.
And so, I've seen this. It's a beautiful space.
Yep. So this year we're broadcasting live from inside the new rec center.
Nice.
Yeah. Beautiful.
We could shoot some hoops too.
We could shoot some hoops.
I wouldn't mind shooting a couple little free throw contests.
So it's a really cool building built with a 100-year perspective because the Cedars organization is going to be here for kids 100 years ago, 100 years from now. But it's a pretty modest sized building. It's a 70-foot court, not 92 like a high school court. But it's a beautiful wood floor because that's the best chance to last in 100 years, right?
Yeah.
And a little tiny fitness room, and that's about it there. But it's a wonderful celebration in Cedars history. kids have been using the heck out of it. We actually opened it up on Halloween of last year.
Okay. Halloween.
So kids came from the emergency shelter in Halloween outfits and broke that thing in. A couple scuffs on the floor already.
Yeah, we saw that.
It's okay. We're going to have scuffs.
It is okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
It is okay. But thank you guys.
It's being used.
You know, the message is, you know, we said we were going to do this together, and we did it. Everybody, we want to see this. But it's what we do in the middle of the night for kids in our emergency shelter, in all of our services. People don't see, but we're doing it. And we have a long history with our team of living up to what we say for the kids, and we're here for the community. And thank you very much for this partner.
I think it's important to notice, though, we've been there a couple times at Cedars now. The carriage home was before that, which is describe that again for those who don't know what the carriage home is. Go back to that.
Yeah, really, really an innovative program. It's for like 17-year-olds that have no family, you know, who have lived a life of going from foster home to foster home, that type of thing. And the only thing for them is to move into an apartment in the community. So we have those apartments. It works really well for a 20-year-old, those apartments, not so much for a 16 or 17-year-old.
Uh-huh. Already.
So the idea is we'll put them at the carriage house and teach them the skills of how to make it in the community with our help in the community. But it's 6 apartments, fully furnished. Thank you to so many people like Schaefer's, Ron Romero, for helping us furnish that with little mini dishwashers and washer and dryers and things like that. And the idea is over about 4 months to help these kids learn the skills they need to move into one of our apartments in the community safely. It's been a wonderful success so far. It's been open for about a year and a half.
And that's on the grounds?
Yep. We had 6 acres there.
Yeah.
Woodrow McGee, I think cross street was McGee's department store here in 1948, donated $7,500 to buy that 6 acres there.
Oh, wow.
For the organization.
Nice.
That donation earned him a spot as president of the board of directors. So.
Nice.
Well spent.
Well, money was.
But, yeah, yes. I mean, it's a long history in Lincoln, and we're very, very, very happy for this partnership. And come on out on Give to Lincoln.
So we know that, again, Jim Blue from Cedars in studio. We've been out there a couple of times. Carriage House a couple years ago, it was the new rec facility out there. What's the next step for Cedars? What's the next project you guys have?
Right. Well, the next project we have is, these are really challenging times, right?
Seems like it.
Federal government is changing, state government, and, you know, we're down probably 20% of our operating revenue just from federal grants just disappearing poof in the middle of the night. It doesn't change the demand. Our shelter's crazy full. Our drop-in center downtown gets more kids every month.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
So it's really to support the work of our wonderful staff with the kids. And that's what we're going for. It's the promise that we make to the community to take care of these kids that has no one else to take care of them.
So gifts are more important maybe than ever.
Absolutely, yes. And that's what we're doing. We're not saying a brick and mortar thing this year.
Uh-huh.
Sure. We're saying help us be there in the middle of the night for a kid who's brought to our doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
Help us be there for a kid in the afternoon who has no place to go.
Federal grants will literally just go poof.
Yeah, yep.
Poof.
Wow. Yeah. We had a federal grant out of the Runaway and Homeless Youth Act created by Congress for 25 years, and that just went poof and was done.
And that has no impact.
More. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's our drop-in center downtown for kids coming off streets, kids escaping trafficking, kids escaping all sorts of. So we have cobbled that together with a whole lot of help. But, yeah, just poof and gone away. Mm. So it's amongst the most challenging time, but I want to talk more about the kids.
Yeah. Well, we do have a text.
That's what we're here for.
On that note, Pork Chop chimes in the text line. Says,
Pork Chop.
Cedars is an amazing place. My oldest daughter was placed with us, and we later adopted thanks to Cedars. That's from Pork Chop on the text
line. The Chop.
Love you, Pork.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
we're first
that's
name basis.
Yeah, first name.
Yeah,
yeah. Show
Mr.
First
Chop.
Name.
Yes,
I mean it's amazing. Folks that you know own operate companies.
Mm-hmm.
Folks that work at dry cleaners
mm-hmm.
will you know my face is a little bit of a brand in the community. When they see me, they go, "I was a Cedars." Thank you.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal the impact of this organization.
Absolutely. But you always need to get the word out, so, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes,
because yeah. I mean it's not always at the top of everybody's head, right?
No.
So what I was thinking as I came down here this morning is the role of fathers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mother's Day was yesterday. Mothers are obviously, you know, they do such hard work with these kids when they have struggling families. Unfortunately, very few of the kids in our care – and we may be working with the mothers too, have fathers in their lives. That's coming up Father's Day, but it's what, only 25% of the kids in our care have a committed male in their life, whether it's biological or not. And there's a young man in our shelter right now who's been with us for about 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting ready to graduate from Lincoln Southeast High School.
Nice.
And him and I, like, have this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's just males, I don't want to be too dramatic, but it's so important to step up. Whether you're a listener to the ticket or you're a friend of the listener to the ticket, it's so important to males to stick up and be a role model for your neighbor or virtually through Cedars, supporting the work of Cedars. Males are so important in a kid's life. Humans were not designed to grow up without two committed adults in the household. And it's a huge challenge today. So if your listeners can help give Lincoln Day Month, we're doing everything we can to provide a solid upbringing for these kids.
Now, the event is May 28th, Give to Lincoln Day. But people can donate now, ahead of time. Obviously, that's the big day to focus, but GiveToLincoln.com is open for people to donate right now.
My wife and I have already signed on to the portal and made our contribution. The credit card bill looks a little high already for this time of month. But yeah, you just have to go to Give to Lincoln Community Foundation's Give to Lincoln Day. You'll tell them how.
Absolutely.
It's very, very easy. So folks have already been committing.
Yes. The website is GiveToLincoln.com for people to donate there.
Yeah. It takes less than 3 minutes.
Give to Lincoln.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it takes you to Cedars.
Yes. It's very easy to find Cedars. You just search for it, and it's very easy to find on the website.
Thank you.
The website is actually very well done.
Yeah. It's actually, I mean, the people at Lincoln Community Foundation are like epic. They have put this together, probably started 10 years ago or so. I'm not sure. Really, all of the nonprofit organizations from the Community Playhouse to Cedars and everything in between, you can help out through Give to Lincoln Day. They have the portal. It's huge.
You got a lot going on. You have vans at Hartley School. I see Cedars. Are you taking kids to schools?
Steve, that's one of the coolest things that we do. I love everything Cedars does, of course. But we do the after-school program, kind of technically called Community Learning Center.
Okay.
But the after-school programming at Clinton, Hartley, mm-hmm. Randolph, and now Roper.
You do that?
Elementary schools, yeah. Roper is, that community is really changing with the casino and all of the low, moderate income housing that's going on there. But we do that after school program so that, generally speaking, kids don't have to go home to an empty apartment or house after school while their parents are still working. Well, their parent is still working. And kids can opt into clubs, academic stuff. You know, you can opt into a math club after school if you like. That would not have been my jam. this year we developed an intramural sports aspect to it. You should guys come out and cover a game. So the, like, fifth graders, fourth and fifth graders at Clinton will travel to Randolph for a basketball game.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
Or rivalry. Or volleyball season.
Get it on.
Volleyball. Yeah. Rivalry. Basketball. Oh, man. Started rivalries here, Jim.
And a lot of those kids, their families don't have the resources to go join, you know, the more elite club stuff.
Yeah. Right.
So it's so fun because they got the talent. Nobody has worked with them. On a, you know, on volleyball, you know, techniques and skills. Such, but the raw talent. But those are, one of the principals told me, those are the most popular parent activities, anything they do at school. More popular than sometimes the parent-teacher conferences. But the parent support for the kids. And they're not yelling at the refs and coaches. The parents are there just to see their kids get a chance. So it's a beautiful thing.
That is beautiful. Thank you,
Jim. We hope you stop by May 28th. It's a Thursday, of course. Give the Lincoln Day.
Thursday.
We will be at Cedars 6 to 1 that day. We'll be on the premises the whole time for our show. And we hope you stop by. And if you don't donate online, you can donate in person. We've done that before in the past.
Absolutely.
People have brought checks and they brought cash in.
We'll make it
take it. We'll make it happen.
It'll be the dedication of the rec center. So at about 9:30, Congressman Flood will be there. Some of our alumni will be there who would love to have this kind of thing. So all sorts of fun and games. It's nice. Stop by.
The rec center.
Yes.
Yep.
It's beautiful new space. Come check it out. He's Jim Blue from Cedars. Jim, we appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you,
and
guys.
And we will see you Jim. 17 days from now. We'll have more next in early break in the ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.